A naked Florida woman was busted for skinny dipping in a stranger's pool. A Florida man stole candles from a Bath and Body Works and then sprayed bear mace at everyone. Another Florida man was arrested for pleasuring himself with a pickle on a stranger's property. And a Florida man is banned from playing his tuba on the beach. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News. And as you know, on Fridays at Weird AF News, we like to do all the weird news from Florida this week. I have a lot of articles that were sent to me. I thank you. Let's get into it.
Those bizarre stories you hear about all the time that seem to only happen here in Florida.
I know, right?
Can't make this stuff up. It is just one of the many wacky news stories out of Florida.
Why does the Sunshine State consistently produce such strange news?
But what accounts for all this bizarre news? Is it the weather? Is it the people?
Florida is full of the crazy stories.
A naked Florida woman was busted for skinny dipping in a stranger's swimming pool. Well, it is hot everywhere, guys, and some of us don't own pools. Okay, what do you do? Trying to keep cool? It's not like it was a kiddie pool. I don't see the problem. The problem of swimming naked in a stranger's swimming pool, Jonesy? No, no problem at all. It seems like a good day. If I wake up and there's a naked lady swimming in my pool, I'm just going to drink my coffee and observe. What's that movie with Chevy Chase? National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, when he peers out the window and he sees an illusion of a supermodel swimming in his pool. Like, wouldn't you want to just look out on your veranda? He's like, stand on your veranda and look out. And, oh, there's a naked lady in my pool. Huh. What could happen here? Obviously, this is trespassing. And she's probably on drugs. Let's find out some more information. Because it's Florida, guys. There's details. Upon returning home from a doctor's appointment, a Florida retiree discovered a naked woman skinny dipping in his pool on Monday. The cops arrested the intruder on trespassing and resisting arrest charges. Resisting. She didn't want to get out of the pool. Can you blame her? It's hot in Florida. James Clark, age 69. Real party pooper, James is. There's a naked lady in my pool. I don't like it. James said that after spotting clothing that was not his, he looked around to find a naked white female in the pool. He dialed 911. We need more information. Like, was she screaming and listening to distasteful music while swimming in the pool as well? You didn't want to just walk over and talk to her and find out what's going on? Like, hey, you know, you don't live here, and I know it's hot. I don't mind if you swim around for an hour, but then can you go after that? Maybe you give me $20 for swimming in my pool. What about that? What about if you share some of your drugs with me and I'll let you swim in my pool for a little while? I'm just saying, he didn't have to just immediately call 911. Investigate, James. You're 69 years old. Retired in Florida. What is going on in your life that's more exciting than this? And you're going to put a stop to it right away without, I don't know, getting involved or finding out some more info on your own? This could have been a party, James. What do you have going on in your life? When the police arrived at the home, the woman, later identified as Heather Kennedy, age 42, was still in the pool. She did not want to identify herself or explain why she was there. I don't think she needs to explain. It's hot and she's on chemicals. That's enough. The deputies noted that Heather was hostile and requested for law enforcement to leave her alone. I have a request. Would you just let me float? Okay. It just took me 45 minutes to blow up this inflatable alligator, guys. Can you let me have some fun? Kennedy is pictured above. Yeah, there's a photo of her lounging in the pool, and the cops are trying to coax her out of the water. The photo is of the police standing next to it with what looked like her clothes. They're holding her clothes and trying to convince her, could you just put these on and leave the premises? Heather eventually exited the pool, but then struggled with the officers as they sought to handcuff her. She's charged with trespassing and resisting without violence. The court records list Kennedy's residence as a private home about 2 miles from where she was actually arrested. But I guess she doesn't have a sprinkler system or anything really she can cool off. And cold showers aren't for her either. She wants to get a tan while she's cooling up. Heather was convicted earlier this year on a felony narcotics possession charge and a drug paraphernalia. She's got traffic stops, morphine, marijuana, crack, meth pipes in her past. Oh, my goodness. Oh, here's a great little story about her. She was caught with pills, who she claimed were the property of a male by the name of Crackhead Chris. She just rolls with some quality citizens. A Florida man stole candles from a Bath and Body Works store and then used bear mace to injure 30 people. A bear mace at the Bath and Body Works. That sounds like it goes together. A Florida man is sought by police after unleashing bear mace in a bear mace in a Bath and Body Works location in a Florida mall. According to the police, 30 to 35 people were injured by the bear mace, with one person taken to the hospital for treatment. The man sprayed bear mace before escaping the Bath and Body Works store with stolen candles over the weekend. Candles. I just imagine customers being in there just smelling all the stuff that's in there. Just everything smells so lovely. Right, for the most part, everything smells lovely. It's a place where all you do is inhale, like, strongly. And then there's a point where you're just inhaling bear mace, really. This candle smells like, what is it? Well, it says mint, but it doesn't smell like mint. It smells like poison, really. There's poison. Oh, all around me smells like poison. I'm about to pass out from... I'm sorry. It's not. People were injured. It's not something to laugh at. But man, bear mace in a Bath and Body Works. I never thought I'd see the day. It says here about 15 of the mace victims were employees of the Bath and Body Works at the Miami International Mall. That seems like too many employees in this Bath and Body Works. 15? What do you need 15 employees in a Bath and Body Works? Two. You need two. You need one person to work the register and another person to tell people don't put that in their mouths or something. 15 employees with the Bath and Body Works. What the hell is going on over there? 30 people in there. 15 are employees. It's a little overkill with your hiring process, Bath and Body Works. I thought there was a worker shortage in this country. Apparently not. I found all the workers, guys, all the employees. They're being monopolized by Bath and Body Works, apparently. So the man who they haven't found yet is potentially facing 30 to 35 felonies in the candle caper escape. They call it a candle caper. According to the reports, the man was seen leaving the mall in a taxi. Taxi? Very old school of him. Very strange choice of weapon as well. The bear mace. You know, but useful though, because you could cover a large area with the bear mace. You know, you just spray it into a room. Next thing you know, everybody in the room is huffing and puffing and choking. And then you can make a getaway with your goods, your candles and your, what else do they sell at Bath and Body Works? Your body sprays and your lavender conditioner and body wash, all that good stuff. And if you have any information about this bear mace bandit, please contact the Miami police. A Florida man was arrested for pleasuring himself with a pickle in public. A Florida man was arrested after the deputies found him using a pickle outside of a private residence, wearing nothing below the waist. Well, of course, because that's how you pleasure yourself. You wear nothing below the waist. You take off your below the waist attire. It's very common in Florida to do such in public, next to bus stops, outside of Chick-fil-A's. People are really just going around naked below the waist in the state of Florida. It's probably the capital of public below the waist nakedness, I'd imagine. So apparently deputies were dispatched on a suspicious person call. That's one way to put it. I'd like to report a suspicious person, but that's not all. When responding, the deputies encountered 47-year-old Eric Dietage laying flat on his back with no pants or undies and on a private property. The deputy said that this fella, Eric, quote, had his penis in one hand and a large uneaten pickle in the other. was uneaten. They want you to know. Why was it uneaten? Well, because he was using it for something else. Elaborating a bit further, the deputy reported that Eric was actually penetrating his rectum with the uneaten pickle while he masturbated on someone's property. Imagine walking out your door to get the mail and you see a guy pleasuring himself with a pickle on the ground, on the comfortable, hot Florida concrete. Ooh, that's a place you really want to get down with yourself. Where do you like to pleasure yourself? Oh, I got a place, man. I got a place. Have you ever been on the hot Florida concrete in July? Ooh. Ooh, take your pants off and lay on that. It's a good time. You're going to feel it immediately. According to arrest records, Eric has been arrested in Hillsborough County 58 times, dating back to August of 1995. Arrested 58 times, still on the street, still able to go to a store like a regular citizen and purchase a pickle. This astounds me that people can be arrested 60 times and still just be out there, just meandering among the rest of us. 58 times, this isn't even that much in the state of Florida. There's people that have been arrested over 100 times, still out there, just mingling with the rest of us at bus stops, 7-Elevens, everywhere you go. They're at city council meetings. They're purchasing pickles and making sweet love to them out in public, sometimes on your property. Good times. If you get a chance, you should Google this and check out the photo of this pickle pleaser. He's got Eric's got, how do I say this, glitter in his eyebrows. He's got just a lot of glitter just in the eyebrows. Kind of looks like George Clooney a little bit, but with bald head and glittery eyebrows. He looks like he would enjoy a pickle by himself on the concrete. The glittery eyebrows pickle pleaser, he's known as in the neighborhood. He probably should get a deal with a pickle company, I'd imagine. Pickles really aren't in the news anymore. Who's eating pickles? I mean, I made some homemade pickles recently. They were tremendous. I'd be shocked if I walked out into my kitchen and a glittery eyebrowed male was pleasuring himself with the pickles that I made and my homemade pickles. But I feel like pickles are like not really a thing. So maybe Vlasic could get on, and you got a sponsor here for Eric and his glittery eyebrows pleasing himself with pickles. Vlasic. Yeah, does this make sense? Okay, I should stop.
Yay!
We could have sex in the playground while we're getting high. Throw a whole plate of chicken. Florida's fine.
A Florida man has been banned from playing tuba on the beach. A Florida man claims he's no longer allowed to play his tuba at the beach, something that he loves to do, playing tuba on the beach. That's really not, in my opinion, a place you'd expect to see a tuba player. It'd be kind of weird, but I would welcome it on the beach. Why not? Any sort of free entertainment is wonderful in the world. I assume he's a pretty good tuba player. He's a music therapy major at Florida Gulf Coast University. His name is Derek Nangle. He claims the beach patrol stopped him while he was cranking on the tunes at Fort Myers Beach. He said that he loves to play his tuba. He calls his music the absence of stress, and I agree with Eric. It is the absence of stress. Music is wonderful. It's a stress reliever. And it's just nice to see something on the beach in Florida that isn't, you know, a couple having sex in plain daylight or some crazy person touching himself with a pickle. Like, this is just lovely. We should embrace things like this in Florida, really. I don't know why you would tell this person to stop. We got a guy in the story named Roger, who's a town manager. And these guys are no fun. This is the no fun police. Roger, I'm a town manager. What's going on here? No playing music on the beach. All right, go back to just wanking on the beach, all right? That's normal Florida beach behavior, is wanking, not playing music. So Roger told this guy that playing his tuba violated the entertainment ordinance. I want to see your entertainment ordinance. I highly doubt playing music in public is a violation. There's buskers all over the place, all over the country. This guy, Roger, wrote to the town, I'm sorry, the tuba player wrote to the town council to ask that the rules be changed, please. But Roger said, unless that happens, fines are coming. for disobeying him. Oh, Roger, you're no fun, buddy. Especially seeing as people enjoy this. Here's a quote from our tuba player, the star of the story. He says, I love the sound and others do too. I don't know. It's always about smiles on people's faces, I feel like. They seem to enjoy me. He's been playing for over a year without an issue. All of a sudden, there's an issue? By the way, in case you're wondering, he plays a vintage tuba from 1929. I don't know if you guys are up on your tuba info. This story reminds me of a time I saw a tuba player in Central Park in New York City. I would see him on my way to softball in the afternoon. He would sit on this rock, one particular rock, always on the same rock, and play his tuba for everybody. I remember at the time I thought it was a little strange instrument choice, but I don't know. I guess people dig the tuba. I mean, it's pretty cool. I'd like to hear some of his playing, so I found a clip of our local Florida tuba player, Derek. Here we go here. Let me put this up.
What's a beach day without a little entertainment, right?
Oh, what's a beach day without some entertainment? This lady interrupted me. Back to the tuba playing. I want to hear the music, guys.
Music is the absence of stress to me.
Derek Nangle.
Ow. Loves to play the tuba. That sounded pretty good. I'm not really a connoisseur of tuba songs. But, I mean, they're definitely featured in most mariachi music, I've noticed. So that's where you still... I think the mariachi industry is keeping tubas in business all by itself. And then there's this guy trying to bring joy to the beaches of Florida. And I say you let him. This is a feel-good story. It could be a feel-good story if they just let him alone. I like people that are putting out dynamic, fun, novel things in life, like a tuba player at the beach, something you've never seen before. When you take two things that are disparate, like a beach and a tuba, and you put them together, that's just awesome to me. And it's super weird, and that's why I love it mostly. Mr. Sandman, bring me some news. Yes, I'm your weird news Sandman. I don't even know what that means. I'm going to thank everyone for joining me on this journey of weird Florida. And I want to thank everyone who sent me Florida links. You know who you are. You can always send me stuff to my email, funnyjones@gmail.com. The lines are open, baby. Yeah. You can also call the show if any of these stories touched you in any way and you'd like to express yourself. 646-450-2012. Love my callers. Please pick up the phone if you never have. Just give me a call. Say what's up. Just say hi. Hey, say hey, Jonesy. Just calling to say hi. Hope you have a nice weekend. That's sweet. It'd make my day. If you guys would like to support the show, you can subscribe and tell a friend. You know, recommendations are always lovely, and they don't cost much. Just your time. If you want to help Jonesy out with paying the bills, you can go to my Patreon, patreon.com/weirdafnews, and join the Patreon. You get bonus episodes. You get some songs you can download that I wrote about Florida. They're lovely. They're lovely. Sure to be a hit. And then, there's a lot of weird stuff I keep putting in there on a regular. So, and the community is really wonderful, too. You get to join a nice community of fans of the show. So check out the Patreon, patreon.com/weirdafnews, and support the show. Or go to weirdafnews.com, and you can join from there. You can also submit articles from there and a bunch of other stuff. I hope you're having a lovely weekend, or you had a nice weekend, or you're about to have a nice weekend. And we'll see you on Monday, as always.
Hey, Jonesy. Hey, man, as far as I'm concerned about the diaper and change diaper thing with the kids, hey, I'm not asking. I'm not telling. I'm just grabbing them, laying them down, change that diaper, and off they go to play. Now I can ask them to do it themselves. Yeah, right. All right, man. Keep up the good work.